Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. You've made it. We're doing this. It took a little time, but that's okay. We're locking the gates right now. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is a talk show. It's an odd time of year. You wouldn't realize it was January. Because it was 60 out today, which means that the guy that sells neon trinkets, it's outside of the Columbia Heights train station right now. And this is my theory, okay? Global warming does exist. It's not a theory. It's a fact. To prove it, there's a guy selling neon trinkets at the Columbia Heights station. So that's the reality that we live in now. It's just a shitty, weird day glow time. We have all moved to Baltimore 3 years ago. We've done it, everybody. Yes, we did. I write for the city paper. Half the people in this room probably also write for the city paper. I think everyone on this... Yeah, both of these guys are in bands. You said it sucks. Brilliant. This is going to go great. Are you Mark Maron, sir? You look exactly like him. That's a good thing. You're svelte. You got a beard. You got a hat. That's great. Glasses. Anyways, Ian is in this band, Lenorable. Nathan's in this band, Washerwoman. They both got rave reviews in the Washington City paper. The same paper... That cover story this week is titled Against Adulthood by Franklin Schneider. Has anyone read this? I know that the guy at the bar that says, this sucks, was just reading this. No, I said the cover story sucks. Then you actually might enjoy this. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, it's this guy. I looked him up on Facebook. He's 33. He likes to bang a lot. He's doing really good at it. Really well, I'm sorry for the listener at home. I should rephrase. He's doing really well at banging. And I wanted to read some passages from Against Adulthood, which is the paper that occasionally gives me a check. So this is from the opening page. I'll read some stuff and then comment. And okay. But that's not quite right. In my mind, hell, in my own life, what's happening isn't just the delayed onset of adulthood. It's the refusal of adulthood entirely. It's not failure to thrive. It's an awareness that thriving kind of blows. Like almost everything in life, adulthood's in quotes, turns out to be the exact opposite of what we're told it is. See, now I would disagree with that already. It's kind of like what you make it, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That's kind of the point of being in the first world. And I'm also a white male for those at home that can't see me right now. So for me, I definitely don't have to do anything I don't want to do. The things he is opposed to are your basic tenets of adulthood: marriage, career, and children. So let's start with marriage. Anyone out there in the real world knows that the single people have far better sex than the average married person who just clicks off the bedroom flat screen to be confronted with the same tired genitalia every night. Now here's where I'm split. I kind of agree and I kind of don't. I understand the whole like mundaneness of like going home to the same person and every blah blah blah. But I don't have a flat screen in any room, and if I could get that, I would get married sooner. I'm engaged, and if I knew that you get a flat screen out of this, this would have come a lot quicker. It's like buying a condo in 2006. It just comes with the deal. Next paragraph. I know, I've been there. Parentheses. No, I wasn't technically married. No robed shaman read incantations from his magical tome as we exchanged sacred rings. But we were monogamously cohabitated and shared expenses. We were married. You're not married. You're just roommates that fuck. I'm sorry. I'm getting married. That's not what it is at all. Okay. And this is also from marriage. This, my friends, is marriage in a nutshell. A shit product that only exists to fill a need created by clever social marketing. Once again, parentheses. Marriage equals adulthood, end parentheses. Parentheses. Sex is bad, / dirty, / dangerous, end parentheses. It's social Febreze, if you will. Febreze is good. Who doesn't like Febreze? Who has been down to Occupy? Don't they need some Febreze? Febreze, why is Febreze ever a bad thing? I smell like poo-poo sometimes, but then you put some Febreze on it. Poo-poo, everybody, poo-poo. That's the show in 2012. It's all poo-poo jokes from here on out. Children, this is the line that's angered a lot of people. Every survey, every study has shown that after having children, quality of life goes into a steeper nosedive than United 93. I thought that was actually good. I don't know if you if you've read this online, you could read all of the words, but not if you actually read the city paper, because I think that the whoever did the layout of this hates this article, because you can't read three sentences because they drew something in and didn't... never mind. You can't read the words is what I'm saying. Many things occur in nature with startling frequency, including murder, rape, and infanticide, but we don't defend them on the same basis. Yeah! Because those aren't choices you make. No one says, I'm going to go get raped. No, that's not how things work. I mean, once again, this is First World Mail here talking. So let's go on to career. This gentleman does not like the idea of work, and I can't blame him. Well, if there was O, the Oprah magazine, this would indeed be part of the article that offered a bullet point prescription for how to live as an authentic adult, along with recommendation for a good panini maker. Is it the Foreman Grill? That's all you need is a Foreman Grill, everybody. Exactly. Who said yes? Me and you. Why are there panini makers? I'm with this guy all of a sudden. Things have changed. The responsibility of the artist is to only render the problem authentically, not to propose solutions. Dude, you write for the city paper. You're not a fucking artist. No one's ever called anyone that writes for the city paper an artist except Nathan. Yeah. Fuck you, Nathan. Call it a cop-out, if you will, but perhaps it's the same weakness for pat solutions that drive us, well, you, to blindly sign on to the terrible ideas like marriage, children, and career. The move from childhood to adulthood, authentic adulthood, not today's ubiquitous counterfeit version. Remember that song Counterfeit by Limp Bizkit?
No.
That shit was awesome. They had two videos for that. One was like a dude that is, they became like the Jeff Goldblum fly, and the other was a live version. That should be in the paper. That's what the city paper should be writing about, 1997 Limp Bizkit videos. Here's my last point about this whole article, and here's where I find the most fault. This is where you realize, like, okay, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Let's move on and never talk about this again. This entire show, let's just never talk about this again. We all know someone who's followed in their parents' footsteps, entering the family business, having pints with dad, and parroting his ill-considered opinions. These are not real humans any more than RuPaul is Carmen Miranda. Okay. RuPaul, or RuPaul Charles, is the most fully formed human being in existence. Has anyone here seen Drag Race? It's fucking... Yes, exactly. Yes, we can. Drag Race. Drag Race is the best show on television because it shows you, you make it what you wanted. All this dude needed to do is watch more Drag Race, and he compared RuPaul to Carmen Miranda, a 1940s starlet. You would recognize her because she's got like the Chiquita banana thing on her head. Anyways, if you're not a fan of RuPaul, you can't possibly enjoy life. So if there's one theme of 2012, we had four themes in 2011, Occupy, Tim Tebow, Never Forget, there you go. And what was the last? Oh, and Yes We Can. So 2012, we're bringing it back to Ru, okay? RuPaul can guide us. Let RuPaul be our shining light. And with that theme in mind, we have a fantastic talk show if we can get anything working tonight. Ian and Nathan, everybody! I was so worried you wouldn't sound in tune, but now you sound perfectly. How were the holidays, gentlemen?
Holy fucking shit! Oh my god.
Peter, the producer, everybody.
No,
Peter.
No. This is not. Oh my god, you guys. Fuck. Did you just fucking see that outside?
We're on the second floor, man. I don't know.
You guys didn't see that? I know you're here. The whole world just fucking ended. Right
really?
Outside. It just fucking happened right now.
Wow, how did it end?
I'm not joking about this, really.
Okay.
This is completely, like, fucking nuclear dinosaurs or something. I have no idea. But it was just like, like a pattern. It was like a fucking pattern. You know what I'm talking about?
No one knows what we're in this room.
There was like a circular, oh my god, you guys, I was the only person that saw it. We are the last people alive in this bar right here.
No, we're not. No, that's not. That can't possibly
true.
Be true. Are you serious?
It is true.
There is a natural disaster outside.
No, I don't know. It seemed like
there was
a nuclear dinosaur
thing. That
it was like the sun turned into a maze, and then there was like a, you know, like my father was there. It was fucked up.
Is your father dead?
No.
That's even weirder.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's do it. Thank God we have so many equitable females here.
Thank
in the audience.
What's the ratio, 4-1?
I think it's like 7-1.
7-1, good.
I don't know.
Odds are in my favor, buddy.
I think we can make Ian work, too.
Ian, Ian will work, definitely. Yeah.
But you guys, the best, there's some good news.
What's the good news, Peter?
There's some good news. right before the world ended, fortunately, I printed out a copy of Wikipedia.
Really?
Right before the world ended.
You printed out an entire copy of Wikipedia.
This is it. Look.
Wow.
It says Wikipedia on it.
I didn't know that you needed to print.
I don't know. I just was in the mood.
Because I have it on my phone. I'm still. My phone.
Well, your phone's gonna die, dude. It's gonna die.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you think you can still get like internet? No.
I get internet now.
That's not true.
All right.
That's just some leftover. That's DNS.
Oh, leftover internet. Okay.
DNS server.
Well, what are we going to do with Wikipedia? So what?
We can rebuild civilization. First of all, A, equitable females. B, Wikipedia. That's all you need
really?
To rebuild civilization.
Okay, well, what do we need to know?
Within a matter of months, we're going to be back to normal, hopefully.
That's all it takes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look how thick.
That is a giant copy of Wikipedia, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, we've got everything in here. So,
all right, so what do we need to know about? Let's go in alphabetical order.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's
no, I don't know. I mean,
it is Armageddon outside.
I'll just pick a random, like, important one. Like, what do you think? Like, penicillin?
Yeah, let's do penicillin.
Okay. All right. Penicillin, abbreviated P-E-N-I-S.
That's penis. That's not an abbreviation at all.
Well, that might be a problem.
Wait, you printed out the wrong edition of Wikipedia?
No, I just printed out what was on Wikipedia.
Really?
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
Composed of psychosyllabic LSD mushrooms.
Really? That's true?
I don't know, actually.
Wait, how are we going to get LSD/mushrooms into the...
I did take, like, a huge dose of antibiotics once and fucking hallucinated
really?
Like a week. Yeah, it's true.
That's cool. Was your immune system intact?
I actually got a urinary tract infection in my eye. I'm not sure how that happened, but...
All right.
Moving on. I don't know. Let's look something else up.
Let's definitely do that.
I don't know. I don't think... Let's go to the end.
Let's go, wait, Wikipedia has an end?
I'm just going to go to the end of Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Let's try Teapot Dome scandal, just so we can rebuild
history. Why? How could that
history? I don't know. Well,
we need to rebuild history?
Yes, exactly. We need to, like, you know, teach our children about the Teapot Dome scandal. The Teapot Dome scandal took place in 1920, My Fat Balls Your Mother Bumbaclot.
Okay, that's a lot easier to recreate if we're going to rewrite history.
That's true.
Because we could definitely use some big fat balls in this room right now.
I think actually we have plenty of those.
Well, coming to the stage, someone that definitely has some big fat balls.
Wait, before I go.
Yeah?
I just have to say, this has actually all been a public service announcement from Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales, who wants to remind you to donate to the Wikipedia Foundation.
Yeah, please keep Wikipedia going, guys. Please, we really
I don't know
this.
If you've got enough alerts about that on Wikipedia yet, but you should definitely donate to the Wikipedia Foundation.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that. Peter Hyman, everybody. All right, coming to the stage, he's a fellow podcaster. He's a well-dressed man. Please put your hands together for death panelist Aaron Gulliford, everybody. Aaron! Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Nice job with the paper, Mortzall.
What?
It's a timely reference.
Aren't you glad you don't do your show live in a bar?
We have about the same problems.
Do you really?
It's one of those Skype shows. It's a panel show.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Because half of us don't know how to use our computers.
That's sad. What is your show? Death Panel? The Death Panel is the show.
Yes, Death Panel Podcast. It is... very strange show. Why do you think I'm well known for something? Why did you put me on this show?
Peter, our producer, was in a society with you, some might say.
Yeah.
Which is the Big Idea Social Club.
Right. There is a list of things. I think this show will just be me plugging various strange things
I do. Let's do that. Okay. Number one, let's plug something.
Number one.
The Death Panel Podcast.
Death Panel Podcast.
Next plug.
No, we're going to go into detail on Death Panel Podcast.
Fine, let's do that.
Yeah. Can you look up on Wikipedia who runs Bartertown?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Bartertown?
Yeah, it's the end of the world.
Oh, okay.
It's an important question. It's a question of our times.
All right, that's fair. Did you ever read In Our Times magazine?
No.
Fair enough. Studs Terkel used to have a column in that.
Okay.
Fantastic. This is going great. This whole show.
Timely references.
Have you ever wanted to kill yourself on a stage?
No, I have not.
Could you talk me out of doing that right now?
No, I could not.
Fair enough.
I am a nihilist.
You are? Why are you a nihilist? So you probably like that City Paper cover story.
No.
Why not?
Because he's sort of making up weird straw man arguments, and
Well, why are you a nihilist? What's the argument to being a nihilist?
Oh, I just have some sort of brain chemistry thing.
Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're a little kid and you're pre-schizophrenic because they don't want to doom you to a life of schizophrenia.
Nope, don't know that at all. Can't relate possibly.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Death Panel Podcast is a show where a guy who has weird tenuous ties to the James Randi Educational Foundation.
Okay.
James Randi, again, timely reference. He disputed Peter Popov and Uri Geller on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. You kids, you like that?
Yeah.
No?
No.
So anyway, he reached out.
He's a skeptic.
I know, he's a skeptic.
Yes, I'm trying. No, I know. I know that you know that he's a skeptic. I'm trying to tell the audience that he's a skeptic. Uri Geller was the guy that like bent spoons and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It was all bullshit.
He knows something.
I used to listen to Skeptic's Guide and all
that
stuff.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
All those people.
Yeah.
All their weird friends and roommates and ex-lovers and things, he reached out to and made this panel called the Death Panel, and we don't do any skeptic anything.
Okay.
So I don't know why I bring that up, but that's how we met.
Okay.
And that's also part of being a nihilist. I am an atheist, and I am a scientist, and I am kind of an evil jerk.
How are you a scientist?
I'm a microbiologist.
Really?
Yes.
Do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do, and I do experiment on humans.
What kind of experiments?
Have you ever seen maybe bus ads that say, hey, do you use cocaine? Would you like to come in and earn a few dollars? And maybe you're 9 to 14 and you smoke. Do you want to come in earn a few dollars?
Yeah. What have you learned from these experiments?
Nothing.
Great. Fantastic. So that's why you're a nihilist.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to move on or do you want to stay on this nihilistic path?
Because
I'm
know.
Really down to the nihilistic path right now.
Am I upsetting you? This is kind of what I do, because the Death Panel is we try to do a current events show. We all come with a topic, maybe try to solve the problem. We never do because there's me on the show interrupting everybody.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, because I'd rather just talk about weird comic book things and porn.
Okay, let's talk about porn.
Where I just sort of listed URLs over and over again.
So you were the role of a search engine.
Yeah, I just sort of kept saying evanstone.com. Evanstone.com.
What is that? No, wait. What is that?
Evan Stone is a porn star.
Evan Stone.
E-V-A-N.
Yes. Stone, S-T-O-N.
He has a promotional video on his website. He thinks of himself as a Fabio type.
Is he?
He was.
Okay, he got it. And now he's just out of shape or something, or...
No, he's just a little older, a little lumpier. He tends to appear in those parody porns now.
Wait, there are parody porns?
Of course there are parody porns.
Like, what do they parody?
Any television show you've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
This podcast, my podcast.
Really? I want to see that one. It's just a guy on stage watching people fuck, and he's all sad.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So, evanstone.com.
It's just watch that video.
Nathan's pulled it up. You going to watch it, or...
It is important. It is very important. Again, an important work of art.
All right. So you describe porn as art. That's nice. You're also an advocate for the... What? Oh, Nathan's watching the video and laughing.
I'm not wrong.
Go to it.
I'm kind of busy.
That sound terrifying.
I'll check later. Why? That's not terrifying.
Oh, I was also listing a lot of violent porn intotheattic.com where they put girls in an attic.
Why would you list that?
Because I like it.
Why do you like that?
Because I'm not a good person. We started the show with that.
What could make you a better person? I don't like that idea at all.
I know. I'm very nice and friendly about it.
That's the opposite of what you just said. You can't be nice and friendly about an awful thing. You're like a charming
Hitler.
Absolutely
can.
By the way, nice mustache.
Thank you.
You're an advocate for BDSM issues.
Yes, I am.
Why do they need advocates?
I don't know.
Fantastic.
I actually do more education. That's sort of why I was curious why you were asking me who I am, because... In D.C., that's all I do.
Is BDSM issues?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be what I would be known for.
How did you get into that? Let's say what BDSM is for the people that don't know.
Bondage and sadomasochism. I'm the S in that. Hello, everybody. See you later.
So I got into
that because I met I described it as the right wrong person in high school.
Ooh, in high school?
In high school, young lady that ordered away for a set of hollow needles.
Continue.
And we both ended up with a lot of piercings.
Continue.
And then I just sort of started hanging out in Richmond. Nothing really going on there.
So you got to stick stuff into stuff. That's a fair assumption. I mean,
and
there's nothing
I
wrong
came
with
up
that.
Here, and there were already people. There was actually a UN weapons inspector, the only one that ever found anything in Iraq. He started a club called Black Rose.
Black Rose.
Black Rose.
Does Black Rose still exist?
Black Rose still exists.
Let's plug them right now. Are they
BR.org.
Is it just BR. Wait, they're a .org?
They're a nonprofit organization.
Yeah. Continue.
They actually have an event happening right now.
And you're headed there later.
I am headed there.
Keep going. This is
what?
Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot of things going on about me that's not just the podcast, and it's strange.
Wait, why is BDSM stuff strange? I don't think it's strange at all.
Okay.
It helps you come. The end.
First
it makes
Thursday
sense.
And like, Friday of every month. Come on down to...
Come on down to finish.
The Gateway and our Bondage 101, which is tonight. We reopened a club called The Crucible. I bet no one knows.
Well, that's why you're here. Let's
plug. But it moved. It was down by the National Stadium, and for some reason that jacked up the rent, building that stadium.
That makes sense. Baseball ruins bondage.
Life. Yeah, it did.
And that old Irish saying that we've all known from childhood.
That's right.
It moved to...
I can't remember.
The Crucible?
Yes, The Crucible is the name
Jesus
of the club.
Jesus Christ,
but
man.
I don't know where it is anymore. It moved to that shitty club that Skrillex goes to.
U-Haul?
No, the other one.
Nathan, you look like Skrillex. Where does it go?
Really?
Yeah.
The hair and the... Yeah.
Yeah. What club? No, I want to know. Let's go.
I don't know, because I don't...
So where do I need to go to look this up?
I can do it faster, because...
Yeah, you should.
They just email me directly.
Oh, yeah, you email directly from the Bondage Club. I'm better than you.
I am better than you.
That's nice. How old are you?
I'm 56.
Good. You look great.
I do.
What do your parents think of this?
They're pretty cool with it. My father's sex advice, the only thing he ever said was it's an amusement park.
Are your parents still married?
Yes, but that's they never nice. Lived together.
What? Wait, why not?
I don't know.
You never thought to ask?
Nope.
All right.
Why would you think to ask if you're like a toddler?
Well, you're not a toddler anymore.
Yes, I am.
All right, fair. I thought you said you were 56.
Yeah.
Thanks. Great booking, Peter. This is brilliant. All right, let's look at their events.
Yeah, you did invite a podcaster known for being a jerk disrupting podcasts.
Single event. What? They don't even... This site sucks, dude.
This site sucks.
BR.org. Oh, come on.
They do. It's an old site.
It's a real bad site. How can we improve this website?
16 M Street, Northeast. There you go.
16 M Street, Northeast?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
Bondage Club should only be in DuPont. What are your thoughts on that?
That's fine. I did. Oh yeah, I found out about them through the DC Leather Boys, actually. So that
DC
right.
Leather Boys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I don't really know anything about them. They're cute, and they talk to me about Think Geek.
You're a geek too.
Sure, I'm a podcaster.
I thought you were the coolest guy I've ever met until right now.
Oh, I did have a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Hitler-esque.
Thank you.
Nope. Not a compliment.
Yeah. I do have sideburns, so I'm not entirely Hitler-esque.
You don't really have... kind of. How does one get into BDSM? I know you just get hollow needles in high school, but let's say you're not in high school anymore. How does one get into this?
I don't want you.
What?
What?
I'm not trying to have you dominate me. By the way, why not? Why are you always the dominator? What about the bondage? What's going on, man?
It has almost no effect on me.
What have you tried?
Yes, I have tried rope and straps and violet wands.
What's a violet wand?
Violet.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's a violet wand?
It's a wand and it glows violet. It's a cathode ray tube, and you hold a probe in your hand, and it makes your hands electric, and then you touch other people with your electric hands.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds
cool. That
does
actually sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Could we get them as a sponsor, Peter? Could you work on that in the next half hour? Violet Wand?
Yeah, the Violet Wand store.
They have a store?
Of course.
Ooh. All right, I like...
If you join Black Rose, you get a discount?
No. They're paying us. Let's see how this works. This is plugs. We like Wikipedia and Violet Wand.
It's a wand.
Have you ever not looked disappointed?
I have dimples.
Have you ever looked not sarcastic or disappointed?
Oh, no, no.
All right, great.
Sardonic.
Do you have a partner right now?
No.
Is it easy to maintain a partner in this type of lifestyle that you lead?
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Because, well, not my lifestyle, but in general, there's definitely people in power exchange relationships which are quite permanent.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their something, except yeah. you. You're alone. You
sure.
have no one.
That sure.
You are going to probably
there's people
like
probably going to listen to this that are very angry at me.
Really?
For saying that.
What? Ooh, so you have some suitors, and
sure.
you're saying no to them.
I am.
Well, that's not nice.
Because I agree with that article.
Do you?
No.
Fair enough.
So the other podcast I'm on.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
It's Ask a Canadian, which is all those same people, except we're vying off against a Canadian guy. And the only interesting thing about that show is that it was new and notable in Canada. So our Canadian iTunes is hundreds of one-star reviews.
Ooh.
Of people not getting it. We're asking very specific jokes about, like, hey, you down with KD? No Americans know what that means. We obviously know about
Katie
Canada.
Lang?
Yeah, anybody?
Was it Katie Lang?
Yep, sure.
Is that, what is it?
Kraft Dinner, which is macaroni and cheese. It's like six steps removed. This is like Cockney rhyming slang.
Yep, it's exactly like Cockney rhyming slang.
It is. That's all Canadians are Cockney.
Okay.
Except for the Acadians who had to go to New Orleans, which I pronounce Narleans.
I don't know if I love you or hate you. It's nowhere in the middle. It's definitely one or the other.
Right, sure.
You're fascinating. I want to invite you back every week and never see you again at the same time.
We actually probably didn't get to like half my stuff, my weird stuff.
Yeah. One more weird thing? Okay.
Okay, one more weird thing. When I came in, Brandon recognized a pin on my jacket, and actually probably the whole reason I'm into podcasting, my source of internet fame was I'm really good at TIE Fighter video games, and I made a robot pig that speaks with the voice of a man.
I like the more like butt stuff.
Butt stuff?
That's way more fast.
Everythingbutt.com.
Okay, B-U-T-T or B-U-T?
B-U-T-T.
Not, I want a .org.
It's produced. No, it's, you produced already in, gave it's one of those armory things.
Everything
San Francisco Armory. Yes.
.com.
Yes. Don't That's go good. There.
Why not? You just told me to.
It's fine.
Do you like anything genuinely? Do
yeah.
you name one thing. You wake up in the morning, I'm glad to see blank. What is it?
Devicebondage.com.
That's brilliant.
They're made by the same people.
Devicebondage.com. I seriously don't know if I hate you or love you.
Thank you.
This is fun and awful. All right,
yes.
I'm going to ask you a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex. I need
sure.
you to pick a number between 80 and 217.
I will pick 215.
215, brilliant. That's taken. You get 217. Some say that love is blind. Are there any other big differences in the way you and other people view your partner? If so, why do you think other people miss what seems so clear to you, and vice versa?
The one that would be the most angry at me, nobody seems to know she's a paranoid schizophrenic. And they're doing bad things like making friends with her. It's a thing we bond on, the whole dopamine.
This is why the terrorists hate us. Like this. This.
I'm not technically white.
What are you?
I'm of mixed ethnicity, so.
Why does that have anything to do with it?
Well, I'm not us.
Are you an American citizen?
I have some strange State Department papers that do say that, yes.
Then that's why they hate us.
Okay.
Once again, I don't know if I love you or hate you.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like we've given out 30 plugs. You want to plug one more thing?
DJ East Coast Rapist.
Aaron Gulliford, everybody! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I read a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show.
I have no idea what just happened.
Wow.
That was a thing that I'll probably sadly remember till I die. Did we fuck and I don't know? Because it felt real weird. Sometimes good, sometimes the worst. Well, you have a fantastic future ahead of you, sir, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Thanks for doing this, buddy. Coming to stage, please put your hands together, everybody, for Justin Cusson, everybody. Justin!
Thanks. Just give me a second. I gotta send this text. I'm trying to get laid after the show tonight, so this has to be really clever and really sexy. If any of you guys know how to spell Gryffindor, that would really help me out right now. Fuck it. Gonna say Slytherin. Just trying out my new cell phone on stage. I wanted to get an iPhone, but I couldn't afford it, so I had to get the iPhone Shuffle. It's awesome, except I don't know who that text message just went to. I'm just gonna get this out of the way early. I'm really ethnically ambiguous, so don't even try. You may have seen me wearing a turban and teaching children at my karate school, which looks like, smells like, and is a Chipotle. I'm used to people staring at me for about 6 minutes when they meet me, just wondering, what the hell is he? Before they decide on, probably gay. I'm totally aware that I have the haircut of a boy who looks like a girl, who looks like another boy. I picked it out of a top-rated lesbian hairstyle magazine. It's called Tegan or Sarah. Good times all around. I wish people would stop thinking that I was gay immediately. My girlfriends are always so hot after I do their hair and nails. I mean, I'm pretty available, ladies. I love writing puns and eating food Lady in the Tramp style. Spaghetti, you know, sub sandwiches. You know, the simple stuff. So how are y'all tonight? I'm glad these guys are enjoying it. Can I get a drum roll or something? Can I get just like gentle musical accompaniment? Can I get like abrasive musical accompaniment to just distract from the fact that like the next jokes I didn't spend a lot of time writing. Ooh, I like that. Very acid barnyard. Thanks, bros. A woman asked me to take part in a 5K race for AIDS recently. I told her, sure, I'll do it, but that's a pretty shitty prize. I took third. I got polio. I've always wanted to walk into a bank with a ski mask and a boombox, just telling everybody to get down. That's a dumb joke for smart people. Thank you. I've been worried about my mental health lately. I told my brother that my best friend was a 6-foot-tall rabbit that only I can see. He said, dude, you're crazy. That rabbit is 5'6" tops. That guy. I just quoted him. So I went online to take a test to see if I was insane. The first question was, have you ever written a manifesto? That was the only question. I don't like that joke very much, but whatever. Neither do you guys, so we're cool, right? We got something in common. My hair, my entire life. Thank you, guys. There's a lot more of this to come. I'm just not sure what to hit you guys with next. How am I doing on time? I have like 19 minutes, right? Awesome, awesome. Let me see if I got, did I get a response yet? Nothing. Very disappointing. So I realized that even though I'm an adult, I'm never going to be much of a man. I kind of lack, like, every single guy skill. I can't play poker. I can't fix a car. And I need two hands to hold a bottle of Gatorade. But lately, I've been making strides towards earning just a few of those man stripes. Like, I just got a tattoo of a scar. I said, give me the biggest one you got. I wish I had known what a C-section was. Dear makers of the Lifestyle's extra sensitive condom, thank you, finally, for making condoms based on my character flaws. That was a haiku. That's extremely sensitive. I'm excited. It's the year 2012. So we're 12 years into the millennium, right? That's right. There is no year zero to the Big Willie style calendar. Awesome. There's a new Batman movie coming out this summer. Anybody excited about that? Anybody? Yeah. I'm not. I don't think Batman's that tough. Like, his biggest villain is the Joker. I mean, I fight clowns like every week. And I win almost half the time. Wouldn't it suck though if Batman's parents weren't rich? He'd have to become like a cop or something. That's a joke I've been waiting all my life to write. It's so good, I'm not even going to tell the rest of it. Any college grads in the house tonight? Anybody? Anybody? Cool, that guy. Yeah, I've been out of school for 2 years now, and I still can't find a job as a gangster rapper. There just aren't enough rappers out there with college degrees. Except maybe Dr. Dre. Scientific Method Man. And the late Notorious PhD. I guess you just don't win a lot of rap battles when your rhymes are like, yo, I was raised in the hood, so don't fuck with me. Got a 4-year degree in philosophy. Bitch. Yeah. Can all the fine ass sluts put your titties in the air as I write a dissertation on the works of Voltaire? Do it, sluts. All right. I guess my dream just died when I realized I can't go on MTV and be like, yo, I'm gonna give big ups to the projects, especially those of the research team of J. Dance O'Connor, Chancellor of Biology at the University of Pittsburgh, conserving juvenile diabetes. Motherfuckers, guys. All right, well, that's enough of me. Get ready for more of me. Thank
Justin,
you.
Justin, thank you for doing this, Justin.
Wait.
What? I forgot. I was supposed to stand up.
No, to the listener at home, he did this set sitting down with the mic in the mic stand as soon as the interview portion comes up. I don't need this mic stand anymore. I could easily just hold the microphone and sure, not possibly turn it off in the middle of a joke.
I do a lot of two-hand comedy. So.
Well, you write real jokes.
Shadow puppets.
Good
case.
For you.
Yeah, it happens.
Do you live in LA now? Are you going back and forth?
I go back and forth. Like, I spend a lot of time home for the holidays.
And D.C. is home.
Yeah, D.C., possibly Baltimore on occasion. It depends on who likes me better.
Who likes you better, your mom or your dad?
Definitely my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I look exactly like her. It's weird.
Okay. Is your mom also androgynous?
My mom is a small Peruvian woman.
Ooh.
And my father is a large Caucasian Muppet.
So Jason Segel and a small Peruvian woman.
It happens.
That's cool. What'd you think of that first guest?
I don't remember.
Brilliant.
What was he? Was he like friendly Hitler or something like that?
Actually, yes. I wouldn't even say friendly. Yeah. He was just sort of their Hitler.
Yeah, he looked like Ron Swanson on the first season of Parks and Rec.
You're funnier than me. Let's end this interview. I really do like you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
for doing
you.
This.
I was excited for this. I'm scared to the death of interviews.
Okay, it's over. It's fine. Don't worry.
No. I just realized, like, maybe I'm just never asked interesting questions. But just every podcast I've ever been on has been a dreadful experience.
What podcasts have you been on?
Oh, that just... It's going to get worse after this. I was on this show hosted out of Johns Hopkins a while back called Slavy Seconds. And the two hosts, they had really good banter, and I just didn't want to interrupt them.
Wait. No. They're a out of the hospital, John Hopkins?
No, out of the university.
Oh.
Out of the hospital would have been awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, this feels like that right now.
Great. I'm glad to be contributing.
You're doing good. I'm not. I'm sorry. I got to cut like half of this show out. It's just the guests talking for no reason because I'm... You're funny, man. Thanks for doing this. I need you
Thank
to pick
you,
a number between 80 and 210.
What?
Pick a number between 80 and 210.
193. Duh.
Perfect. Yes. It's the correct.
That was the right answer, right?
That's been taking to get 195.
Okay.
Justin, do you have any sexual fantasies that you hide from your lover because they seem too personal or too dangerous to share with anyone?
I wish. I'm the
if
most...
If so, what do you think would happen if you revealed them?
I am the most boring person on earth sexually. I'm just going to say it out there. It's like my favorite sexual position, that's like asking me like what baseball position I want to play. It's like I will go wherever
first,
you need me.
I would
me.
Be first baseman. Cause
I'm just happy to be off the bench, dude.
I have a good reach. I probably bat like sixth because I could lay down a bunt if need be. But I'd be a good first base hitter occasionally in the doubles, but I'm not that fast. I'm definitely not a power hitter, so putting me in the 3, 4, or 5 position makes no sense.
I hit a lot of singles and I strike out often.
So you'd be a good leadoff man.
No, I strike out often. I swing big.
Yeah, but you know what's good about that? If you strike out a lot and you're the leadoff man, if you see enough pitches, you're doing a service to your team. If you get a full count, that's still 8 pitches that have been seen by the team now, okay? So now you can read that pitch. You see what he's throwing that day. It's a very useful position, even if you strike out a lot. Don't knock yourself,
buddy. Quite selfless.
Brilliant.
I mean, I'm fine with striking out as long as I'm not, you know, hitting into double plays and stuff, you know?
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm always on Twitter.
Brilliant.
People I was should, on Twitter on stage.
People should follow you.
Yeah, it's at Justin Cousson, C-O-U-S-S-O-N.
And you're a funny dude.
I'm on Tumblr. It's awesome.
No, that's pointless.
It really is. It's just full of teenage girls and, like, 13-year-old ones in England who love Doctor Who.
Hey!
I'm just saying, it's like, it's all that and Skrillex. I don't know what Skrillex is.
It's Nathan. Nathan Skrillex.
It's like, really? Nathan. I don't know what that means.
Nathan.
Like, I thought I was young, but not anymore.
I think I just heard
some... Skrillex and Skyrim, whatever that is. I just think it means, like, young people are weird and they should get off my lawn.
Well, with that note, people should follow you on Twitter and get off your lawn.
Yeah.
Justin Cousson, everybody!
Wondering who designed the artwork for this podcast? Gig Posters by Rich created the neat art for this show and a bunch of our past live shows. You can view all artwork online at gigpostersbyrich.com. Thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
All right, so this guy came to the show a few times, and I don't actually believe him, but he says he's a big Hollywood like producer or something, and he asked for some time on stage, so coming to the stage, Maury Plotkins. Plotkins, Maury Plotkins, everybody.
Yes. Hello, Brandon. Very nice to be here in Washington, D.C.
Nice to see you, Maury.
I live in the Hollywood Hills, in fact. I'm just out here on business. I had an intern. Yeah, I told him I was going to D.C. He says the podcasts are really hot right now.
Yes.
We got a lot of heat on the podcast. So, so I just came. My intern found your podcast. I came to check it out. I got to say, you want to take it to the top, you got to take it with Maury. Otherwise, you know, I think you're kind of dead in the water. This is kind of a depressing show.
It is a very depressing show,
Maury. This has been very depressing. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a lot of phone calls during this interview.
Really?
I'm terribly sorry. I'm a very busy man.
I understand. And, I mean, it's still business hours in L.A. right now.
Yes. It's always business hours when you're running, you know, Hollywood.
You run Hollywood?
I'm one of the four Jews that run Hollywood.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know podcasting was part of Hollywood.
Yeah, well, you know, it's becoming. There's this guy, Mark Moron.
Oh!
He's just a complete shit loser.
I heard he locks the gates.
That he made his garage into some sort of podcast place. Anyway, they're pushing units like nothing. They're just pushing units.
Well, it's...
Hello! Hello, tell her that my client will do one season of Super Sweet 16 only if she can get on 16 and pregnant. Yes, that's right. Yes. One uterus, two shows, in fact, yes. How's she going to lose the baby weight? We put on the biggest loser.
It's a triple threat there you got.
I'm on the phone still. Hello?
I'm sorry.
All right, yeah. All right. Okay, thank you. Oh, no, I mean, hello. Sorry, got another call.
Really?
It's my assistant. Hey, homosexual assistant.
I don't think that's a very...
Hey, how's it going? Did you get me that happy ending massage here in Washington, D.C.?
Maury, I don't...
Thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Maury, I don't think it's appropriate that you have your assistant getting you happy ending massages.
Listen, you need to go, you need to relax, you need to go around, you need to maybe get a happy ending massage sometimes.
Is there a place you could recommend in D.C. to get a happy ending massage?
I don't know. I'm just visiting right now. I'm here to pollute the government with private dollars.
That's nice.
Yes.
Could I have some of those dollars?
No. I mean,
oh, really?
You have absolutely no influence.
You're an insignificant,
meaningless person.
That's true. True.
I give all my money to people that can give me things.
Oh, okay. So what can I possibly give you, Maury?
You can give me nothing, unless you could push units.
Sure. What kind of units do you want me to push?
Listen, we got to take this show.
Yes?
We got to make it a little bit more controversial.
Okay.
What was big this year?
Occupy.
Nah. What is the Occupy?
Okay, fine.
Where's their money in Occupy?
That's right. There is none.
Okay. Here's an idea. Get married to Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
on the show.
Okay.
She's a friend. I know her publicist. I can get her on the show. She's going to marry any loser in America nowadays. She's desperate. She's fucking desperate. America has a 5-minute attention span.
Maury,
She wants to get back in it.
I don't want to do that, though. I have a fiance. I can't do that to her.
What is a fiance?
A fiance is someone that you...
I've had a fiance 6 times.
Well, have you had 6 wives?
No, I've had a fiance 6 times.
Oh, okay.
It's the same woman.
Well, I don't. Oh, that's weird.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very weird. I don't understand how it's happening.
Okay, neither do I.
Just when I think I'm out of it, she just
pull you back in.
Back
yeah,
in.
That's right. It's an old thing. Okay, I don't want to get married to Kim Kardashian, yet I do want to move units. What else can I do?
Listen, you talk numbers, okay? You go, you shoot the shit, you talk the numbers, you move the units. That's basically how business works.
I don't know what any...
Hello, I got a phone call. Hello. Oh, Donald. It's the Donald Trump.
Can I talk? Or?
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
No, I'm good, actually.
Here he is. Hey, it's me, Donald Trump, Brandon. How's it going?
It's okay, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm the number one guy in America. Number one, Donald Trump.
Number one in what?
Number one in business, moving units, shooting the shit, running numbers.
What does any of that actually mean?
Hey, can you put Maury back on the phone?
Yeah, here's Maury.
Anyway, Donald, I'll see you at the rally. Yes, I know. You crazy motherfucker. Yes. Yes, I know. What do I tell him? No, I'm not going to tell him that. We're in front of people.
Tell me what Donald wanted
to hear. Okay, I'll talk to you later, Brent. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, Donald wanted me to tell you something.
What did he want to tell you?
He said you're never going to move any units.
Oh, no.
He says you're a pathetic piece of shit.
Oh, no.
He says the show's the most boring thing he's ever heard of.
Oh, no.
He says best pizza in New York's the Barrow's Pizza 31st.
Well, that's a good tip.
Number one pizza in New York.
Well, that's a good way. Well, we have to actually move on. We have a band that's about to play.
You like steaks. I have a client, Omaha Steaks. I could get steaks on your show.
That'd be nice.
Maybe you could do a bit where you interview some steaks.
I feel like we did that earlier tonight.
Are you talking about the larger gentleman that was on the show?
Yes.
I have a question. Was that a tailored suit? I've been having this debate all night.
Well, Maury, I hope that we can continue our conversation off mic, but we have to move on.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
I will talk to you later, Maury.
Are you on email?
I am on email, yes, sir.
My assistant just hooked up this email for me. It's crazy. Let me tell you. It's crazy. I gotta go.
Maury Plotnick, everybody.
I'm dying.
All right, Cigarette's gonna come and set up, and it'll be way less awkward once they play. So thank you so much for coming out, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening, And now back to the show.
On Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.